views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show today. And, you know, today is a very power-packed, filled show. It seems that we feel the energy ramping up lately on the show, and it just seems to be zooming right through. I have a few email questions that have come in for the show, and you can always do that by sending it to radio@jenroyster.com. That's JenRoyster.com. I have that option out there for people that listen around the world that may not be able to listen to the live broadcast for one reason or the other. So I want you to be able to participate and send in your questions. So you can do that. Now, we also have the lines open for you today if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. And I was very intrigued with the topic for today because I would have done this next week, but spirit and the angels came through very, very strong, and they said, no, we're going to do it a little bit earlier. And these are the angel messages and guidance for the upcoming energies of March. We just did the one for February, and I'm thinking, we're going to do March already? And they're like, yes, we're going to do March. So I don't, you know, sometimes I don't understand it. But that doesn't mean I question it. And I learned that the hard way over the school of hard knocks. I just learned you either trust it or you don't. And I know that a lot of people that work on their intuition and then they're not sure, they're second guessing. That's exactly what you feel like. You're like, well, I don't really understand that. That doesn't make any sense. That's our ego side of us just challenging spirit. And the more you practice just saying, well, okay, I don't understand it, but I'm going to trust it anyway. You're trusting that higher self intuition that helps you receive these messages. So I love and I feel very honored that I can deliver these to you. And they're fascinating to me because I'm learning and growing with you. So to me, I just can't wait to see what comes up next. It's one day at a time sometimes. Well, they want us to do March today, which is a couple of weeks early. So we'll have another show next week in February, and right before the show started, it really felt like we may even do a little bit more on the energy of March next week, because there's quite a bit of opportunity coming up for March. Now, there's a full moon coming on February 22nd. And if you are familiar with the full moon energies, that is a great time, and we have one once a month, you know, about every month, every 28 days or so, there's a new full moon. And it's an opportunity to release things that you need to let go of. We know this. We have this opportunity every month to do that. And a new moon is when we're embracing something new in a new direction. Well, with all the change moving so fast and all the things that are moving along, we feel a little overwhelmed with, like, whoa, hang on. Why does it, you know, have to change so quickly? Why do we have to move through so fast? And new things feel that way because they're unknown. And we're going to be feeling a lot of unknown. It's getting used to the unknown, like I said last week. Now, there's a little bit of a difference that they emphasized about this full moon coming. March has tremendous opportunity for bringing in abundance in all areas of life. And they mentioned career, relationships, you name it. But if you've been dragging your feet, you know, with something that you really should let go of, or it could be anything from relationship to a situation or a habit, a belief. It could be the way you've always approached things. It could be just about anything, because everybody's different. But really pay attention to that in the next 2 weeks. Really pay attention and work with that with this moon coming up, because it will really help set you up to receive in the amazing things with the energy that are coming in for March. It's a great opportunity. March is going to be a very take action month. So I wanted to make sure I told you that. And we're getting ready to start bringing in callers, and we're going to start working with this with the emails as well. One more thing I did want to mention quickly is I want to say thank you to all the students that were with me on Tuesday night at the Love Symposium that I was speaking at. We did the Soul Healthy Relationships. What a great crowd. I met so many wonderful new people. We had great turnout. And if some of you had signed up, we had quite a few that signed up for that. If you weren't able to make the live, the recording is now available. And I just wanted to mention that if you completely missed it, you can still go and receive it. It was a free class that I did. We had a great time. We had great questions, great interactive group. And I just want to say thank you. I really enjoyed the time with you guys over there. So if you want to call in and you want to know about this March energy, about what's going on, because I still have quite a bit to tell you about what Archangel Michael wants to say about this. He's the angel for the month of March. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819. And I do see that Brian, do we have time for this caller? We have a caller on the line?
Yes, we do. We have Katie from Virginia Beach.
Hi. Okay, let's bring Katie on.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Katie. Is this Katie?
Yes.
Is this the Katie I know?
Yes, it is.
Ah, okay. So, because I had you in a listing here with an email.
I know. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to make it, and then I could. So I want to talk to you instead.
Well, I like that, too. It's been a long time, and it is great to talk to you. So why don't you share what your question is, since you've called in.
Okay, my question is, a new business I've been working on is launching in probably about 3 weeks, so about the second week in March. And as I'm preparing for that, I'm just wondering what sort of guidance I could get on what I should focus more on or focus less on in order to help with the successful launch of that.
Okay, instead of it being a particular, and I was hearing it right away. We always have these great conversations, and I've known Katie for a few years. I want everybody to know that, because we just have incredible conversations. But immediately while you were talking, I was picking up that the focus needs to be on the success of what, and here's the great part that was exciting, and I was just smiling. Whatever you want, it's kind of like, this is your oyster. This is going to be fantastic. But feeling it and seeing it already successful was the biggest thing they said you want to focus on. They said that immediately. And I'm saying they because there's a couple of angels here with us today. It's Archangel Michael, Archangel Shamuel, and Archangel Ariel. And Ariel came right out and said, be brave enough to believe that this is really happening.
Okay.
I know. I'm actually very excited about this for you. A lot of focus on, you know, stay grounded. It was a stay grounded. And when you feel like you're becoming overwhelmed a little bit with, you know, all the little details about them being perfect, watch them. Okay. Now, telling me that, they're going, heads up, Katie. Watch out for that perfection thing, because what you think it needs to do, they may have a better plan. So sometimes they're saying, if it looks like a hiccup, it's not necessarily a hiccup. It means there's a better idea. And they're not saying there's going to be a bunch of hiccups. They're saying that's something in your personality they want to point out right now. I'm sorry. They're calling you on it a little bit, aren't they?
I've been being a perfectionist about realizing of something. So that
realize that. Okay. Well, see, they're calling you out right here on the radio. I know. Yes, they are. They're saying focus on that it has already succeeded. It's already done. And when all of that little tidbit about, oh, wait, it should go this or that, just watch that. That's the ego trying to feel threatened. And when spirit wants to take you and soar into something big, it may not go the way we think it should. Our ego thinks it should. So this is a great opportunity for you. And it's a perfect month to be launching. You couldn't have timed that any better.
And I certainly didn't. Well, thank you. That helps because I have been spending quite a bit of time, not just envisioning, but feeling exactly how I want this to unfold. And part of my question was, am I spending too much time, on that energetic part and not enough on action, even though I'm working like 10 hours a day, 7 days a week? I just, you know what I mean? You start to wonder, well, am I believing in this?
Right. And I've got to go to break real quick here. Yes, I have to go to break, but I did want to say, keep the success in your mind. And when you start to feel it going in the other direction, just take your time out and your break, reground and go, okay, and it doesn't mean to not be proactive. You definitely want to take action, but allow it to be flexible. And on that note, Katie, thanks for calling in. It was great to talk to you. It's been a long time since I've spoken to you and we have to go to break. So everyone, stay with us. We are going to take a quick break. We will be right back.
Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com. Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We have a lot of information we want to give to you today. This is angel guidance for the month of March 2016. They came in a little bit early. They said, we want everybody to have this information. We want them to take this next week or two to be in alignment so they can get the most and best outcome for the energies of March. Lots of things that can help you. So it's very important. I'm going to go to an email here in just a moment, and you are free to call in at 1-800-930-2819 if you have a question for the angels. But I want to take a moment to make sure that everyone understands this, because this is for everyone. Make the most of that full moon coming up on February 22nd to release whatever you've been dragging your feet on. It's just going to be in the way. You're going to be tripping all over it while you're trying to make something happen. And I do want to bring this up with the first caller, Katie. She's getting ready to launch her first business. One of the things in my notes here for that month is literally, if you are planning, and I loved it. She couldn't have better timing with that. If you're planning to start a new business, this is a great time. This venture is likely to succeed. When they say likely, that's because we can choose to sabotage ourselves. So pay attention to your thoughts. Pay attention to your mindset towards something. If you feel like you're getting into a negative or complaining mode, boom, stop right there and change it up. I was reading in a wonderful book, and I do want to share this. It's the best thing in the world. And please forgive me. I'm not recalling the author right now because I don't have it right in front of me. It's an author I really have just recently discovered, but it's one from a very long time ago, back 1920s. And it was beautiful about the law of attraction. And it was very simply said. And when I can remember what that is, I will let you know who it is. But basically, she said four words: complaining is decrease, gratitude is increase. Remember that. Complaining is decrease, gratitude is increase. And I absolutely loved it. So I want to give that credit to her, if I could just remember what it was. And I don't have it in front of me. So I wanted to make sure you knew that, because the month of March, that's really going to play a factor. So don't freak out if you find yourself in a habit of negative thinking. Just stop right there and have that intention to change it. You'll really see some fast movement and shift with this. Now, a lot of energy will be going into a lot of areas of life, not just career. It'll be moving in any kind of new beginning. You may be ending a job, you might be retiring, you might be moving, relocating, you might be just trying to find what that is that is new, and you know that you need to change where you are now. Make sure you're clearing the path for that. A lot of times we try to hold on to what we're in, even though we're not happy, because we are waiting for something else to come in to replace it.
There's always another door that opens when one closes. Remember that. And know that we do have to clear the path to allow something else in. So this is a great time for things that you really want to happen in your life. So you want to make the most of the March energy. Now, I'm going to move over to the emails because I had a few of them come in. And one of them came in for last week. This is from Candace in Colorado. And her question is, I keep believing for love. For several years, actually, since Valentine's is coming up, and she had written this before Valentine's, but doesn't matter, still applies. That's just a holiday. Do my angels happen to see anything on the horizon for me? And then she's, and thank you for this, Candace. Love your show. You know that. Thanks, Jen. And I want to say thank you for listening. She's been listening and been with me for, gosh, I think since we started the show 6 years ago. Now, beautiful that you keep believing in love. The reason, and immediately I'm asking Michael, what's going on? What's the holdup? What's the block? And because energetic blocks can hold things from coming into our lives. And he immediately came through and he said, you've been going through a big transformation over the past several years. And I'm sure you would agree with that. I think everybody has. If you had been in a relationship too soon, you're transforming. You may or may not think you are, but this is what they're saying to me, and I've got to go with it. It's very strong. You've been transforming and changing and growing and ascending at such a quick rate that what would have been a good alignment for you last year, it wouldn't be this year. And it's not that they're not you're being withheld from love. You are discovering what it really is. And you're the type of person that if it's a false love, if it's one that you're just trying to jump through the physical, superficial hoops, it would never work for you and actually be more painful for you. And they've never quite described it to me like that before, but that's exactly what was said to me just now. And I deliver that without question. It is on a way to you. And when you are in a place where you're not afraid of the too good to be true and worried about being hurt, because once you have that strength in place, the doors open and it comes in. So there was a little bit of internal depth there that what he was talking about with your heart, because you can feel very deeply about a lot of issues, a lot of things. And when you go into a relationship of love, if we are holding that person at every thread of our being as whatever they choose to do or not do, and then it devastates us or it hurts us. And, you know, that be careful with that. They're saying that's a heads up to be paying attention to. Now, love can come in, but when we bring in love, we're bringing in an alignment to where our soul is, which is what I was talking about the other day. And when we expect the other person to bring our happiness to us, and I'm not feeling that from you. I think you know that's not the case. But there's some deep sensitivities that when we are with someone else, we accept them in all ways. Because even the perfect relationships are based on us accepting them, even if it's something that we would prefer them not do or do. We may not like everything about another person, but we love them dearly and want them in our life. It's about accepting who they are exactly the way they are is perfect in their way, just like we want to be accepted in our way. And that was a big message that was coming in. That was kind of coming in deep for you, Candace, but it is definitely coming in for you, but it's about what you're willing to accept. And when you open up and you allow, okay, yes, I can have love in my life and I need to know that I'm going to be okay with those sensitivities. That's what they're saying. is what you want to pay attention to. So I hope that made sense. Because it's definitely there for you. In fact, I don't see it very far away. I feel like you're very close. I think it could even happen this year. It feels like summertime's a big one for you. I do feel summertime, but if that's the case, pay attention to that message of what they're talking about with that sensitivity, because then that will help you to open up and allow something amazing to come in. So keep that in mind. Now, they're talking about everything with relationships here, guys. They're talking about promotions, you know, even financial, like salary increase. You could get a lot of very positive things if you were starting the new business. Like I said, prosperity is the energy in the month of March. Prosperity. And prosperity can come in every way, shape, or form. It could come in health. It could be that you're finally at a place to learn or see what you need to do to change for your health to improve. Maybe you need to go through shifting up your diet. Maybe you need to work with an exercise program. Maybe you're going to find the remedy that actually is going to help you with something that you have going on. Maybe it's you're going to finally release and overcome some addictions or some bad habits. The focus is to do whatever you can and think about whatever it is in your life that you want to love about yourself that maybe you don't love so much. What is it that you want to love and be embracing, but maybe you don't feel that way about it? What in your life? Because that's what you want to do in this time right now, up into the next couple of weeks. And then whatever that is to release, you're going to be releasing that with that full moon energy. All right. Wow. I think it's time for break again. That's quick. If you want to call in for an angel guidance reading, 1-800-930-2819. We're talking about the energies coming up in March of 2016. The angels are bringing us guidance today, especially with Archangel Michael. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com. Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way.
I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found.
And we are back. Thanks for that one, Brian. Oh, I'm over here dancing in my chair.
I love it. I'm laughing too, can you tell?
Yes. I think we all are bouncing around our microphones.
Yes,
thank
we
goodness
are.
We have that little shock gauge around them, right?
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We are delivering angel messages for the upcoming month of March 2016. And boy, there's quite the excitement and go for it attitude here that the angels are bringing. And it looks like we have a caller from Toronto, Canada. Let's bring on the next caller, Brian.
Angie, that's right, from Toronto, Ontario. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Angie. Welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
I was interested in hearing what would channel for me in terms of decisions that I have to make coming up for me.
Okay. You have big decisions. You have a few. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, it feels like that. Okay. And we're keeping this, you know, in general. So we, you know, I understand that. I can feel like I have these decisions. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to give you what I'm giving because I don't even know what those decisions are. I don't need to know what they are. But what I'm asking Michael is, can we help her with, she seems to have a few things on her plate and it feels like a lot. And he's saying, first of all, we need to, and he calls it the word triage or prioritize, and then sort through the list. He's asking you to evaluate, is there some of these things that could be let go? If not, if you just don't want to let go of any of them, not some of them feel like they just need to fall away, you know, and maybe consider that. The other thing is, what is the most important thing on this list of decisions that brings a smile to your face? You have to feel that through your body, and that is the answer you're looking for. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah, does that make sense to you? I mean, I'm talking just as blind in this as I can. I'm just giving what I'm feeling because I don't know what this, I mean, that's your privacy. We don't want to talk about what the decisions are. We want you to know that you can trust. They bring the choice to you through the joy that flows through your veins with your intuition. You see what I mean?
Because sometimes when I do feel that, I'm not sure if I'm just making it up because it's what I want or because it's truly what's calling me.
I understand that. And you know what? You know, a lot of people feel that way. And I have had that so much. And I totally understand what that feels like. And when I figured out that that was just my programmed side of my logic and reasoning, challenging some new path that I was considering, I realized it was just a scared part of me that was just hesitant to try something unknown and new. And then I realized, well, how could anything ever change if I don't allow myself to go into an unknown area?
something mm-hmm. new and bright. And your creative and spirit side will take you down some paths that are very unfamiliar. So if it's bringing a smile or you're excited and that's how you'll know. That's how you'll know if it's real for you. If it's just something that you really want to do, that you really, you know, sometimes it doesn't even feel logical. It feels like, I really want to do this, even though it doesn't make any sense. You're going to evaluate what's going to bring joy to your life. What's going to help you feel excited to get up every day? What mm-hmm. will take you down a path of growth and to learn something new? Because every time we learn something new, we're expanding the depth of our consciousness and our awareness. That makes sense?
Yeah, that's starting to make sense. just in my head, it's something that it's in my head and it feels real, but like I said, it's just like, is that imagination and just wishful thinking? Or
it's a lot of times that side of us that knows, it's our left brain or our ego side that kind of knows the programming, knows what we've always done, and we've always done it this way, or this is the way the group has always done it. And it sometimes will challenge and kick up and act up a little bit and make us second guess ourselves when a new pathway is being carved out by our spirit. And it's challenging mm-hmm. it because it doesn't understand it yet. So what you're looking for is to simply ask for that peace of mind when you are, you know, putting it out to the universe and putting it into your prayers and requests for guidance. Just, you know, I'm feeling this. I really want to do this, but then I feel this other side. So it's like an inner conflict that you're talking about. And sometimes we're just talking ourselves out of our joy. And Michael's saying, don't talk yourself out of your joy. That's what he's saying to me. He's never said it to me like that before. I love that. I got to remember that when I feel like that sometimes.
I know.
Don't
I like
talk yourself out of your joy. Yeah, don't be afraid of a new path just because you're not sure about it. The way to help strengthen the success in that is to learn as much as you can about it. Educate yourself on the new pathway, the new choice, the new decision. Just educate yourself because you're a thinker. You're a deep thinker. You analyze. I feel like you analyze a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. I feel a lot of yellow. I feel a lot of yellow energy around you, which is more the analytical color when I see analyzing. Like you're just processing a lot. Does that make sense?
Yes. It totally makes sense.
Yeah, the analytical sometimes will butt heads with our spirit, and that's okay. We have a doggy here too that does that. That's my co-host.
He wants to be heard too.
Yeah, it's okay. He's speaking. So he's telling on you. It's like, see, Mom, I told you.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that it's time for you to allow yourself to bring that joy in. And it's not about what everybody else thinks you should do. It's not about what the system or the way it was always done. Even for yourself, because you're very structured. You feel very structured. Like you want to know that things are in place and you want to know before you step into that.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't, right? And this whole year is taking us down a path. We don't know what we're going to step in. And we feel like that. So it's teaching us to trust that intuition more than we've ever done before. So you're looking for the to know whether it's real or not. Look for the consistent pattern. Look for the consistent message, the repetitive. What brings the smile on your face? What are you always thinking about? What would you, if money wasn't an option, if a job, you know, if nothing was in the way, what would it be? And then take steps toward it. You don't have to dive all the way into the deep end, but you can certainly take steps forward. Michael's encouraging you to do that one step at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing, sorry, I don't know if I can just quickly ask it also, it's in terms of relationships in my life and people in my life, I'm just confused as to who is right and who is wrong.
The ones, and I do have to go quick, but I'm going to answer quickly with the very direct answer that he's giving me. The ones that are lifting you and supporting you in what you want to do, and they're not, are the ones that keep around. And the ones that make you feel silly in the things that bring you joy, you might want to think about that one. Maybe that might be ones to let go of. You want people around you that support you and lift you to feel the best that you can be about yourself. And if you have some of that in your life, that's not so much that. And, you know, if it's family members, that doesn't mean we have to just cut them off and never see them again. It means more of a disconnecting that emotion for where it affects you. But on that, I know I have to go to break. Sorry. I hope that helps you. That I think you have a lot to look forward to, and I think you just need to step into it and embrace it. You have a lot of wonderful things that want to come into your life, Angie.
Oh, thank you so much. Much love to everyone.
Much love to you. Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye. Wow, great one. Okay, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I've got one more email here that I want to answer. And you are listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We're bringing in angel messages and guidance for the upcoming month of March 2016. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let
self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
Holistic
today.
Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, well, I'm a friendly stranger in the black sedan. Won't you hop inside my car?
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We are delivering angel messages and guidance for March of 2016. And I have one more email that I would like to share and answer. Actually, this one came in through Facebook. For those that are on the Facebook, you know, world, we have the Facebook page for The Jen Royster Show. It's facebook.com/ The Jen Royster Show. There you go. Look it up. You can join us over there. This one came in that way. And this one is from Sophie in Finland. So I want to share with this. This is a very important question that I actually experienced myself, because as we're growing, our beliefs get challenged. So I want to share this. It's, hi, Jen. I wasn't sure about this question or where to submit it, but she ended up getting it to me through Facebook. I have found myself quite confused about all the talk about ascension and how to navigate right, R-I-G-H-T, and not to be dragged into something that is not good. I have read about the false light and the false prophets, if you will, and that frightens me a little. How do you know if feelings of love and light are real or fake? What a great question. And I embrace a question like that. I understand. I'm glad she wrote that. How do you know if messages are coming from God or other beings that try to manipulate you? I am learning to listen to and trust my intuition and feel like God is speaking through intuition and hoping that that will lead me in the right direction. I am a Christian, but also read a lot of other spiritual information, which somehow has made me feel, has made more sense to me than my faith. Yes, which somehow has made me make more sense of my faith. There we go. Be still, there is so much out there and so many New Age theories. Yes, there is. There's a lot. She also shared about something in a negative healing session or a healing session where her boyfriend was being healed and freed from a negative being in his energy field. Nothing major changed, but the gut feeling was telling him that, you know, he doesn't want contact with these people. It was just, you know, anyway, long story short, her question is, and she apologizes for the long message, but I wanted to give you a little bit of insight on that. I guess my question is simply, how do you better learn what is true and what is not? And I want to say thank you for that question. So quickly here, before we are running out of time, I was raised in religion, and I went through a phase where my questions and the abilities that I have were not being answered that way in that particular religion. And it was different denominations in Christianity. So, you know, it branches off. And I don't dislike any faith. I believe that the way to go and connect with your intuition, with the divine message, with the divine, and align with your purpose and your divine, and to know that you're not connecting with something negative is to go in the route that lifts you to your best and highest. So for me, it was not staying with that. For me, I had to go out, and I ended up with Doctorate of Divinity, and I'm still I study metaphysics. I went beyond, and I studied everything. I studied all the religions. I studied everything, every belief, because there was answers that I was finding in a lot of different places. And she wants to know how to trust. I know for me that my intention is to shield myself before I go into a meditation, before I do a healing, before I deliver a message on this show, that it is a divine direct message. And, you know, I am blocking or shielding out anything that would cause harm or be negative. I believe that the divine is a love that we are still learning to understand in an unconditional way. And it will lift you and love you, even the darkest parts. So for me, if something is toxic, if you are not healthy in it, if you are concerned, then you shield yourself from that. Now, when I was moving away from feeling like all of my abilities and my gifts were, you know, sinful or evil, I mean, that was what was happening to me. That was affecting me in a very toxic way. I am now not angry. And I went through a period where I was angry. I was angry at the church. And then I was angry at everything else. And then I'm thinking, what's trying to manipulate me? And I didn't trust anything. And I've learned that I'm loving all of it at this point. I love and accept it all. But I also have detached from, if someone else feels very strongly in their religion and they're attacking me about it because they don't understand where I am, I've learned to separate from that because that can be very negative. Now, in healing, I do energy healing, and I have experienced, negative things when I've done a healing on someone. And I won't go into those healing sessions without the protection of my guardian angel, without being having a connection with God, with divine, and feeling like I am shielded from all of that. Because I've experienced it. I've seen it. It's been there. There's a completely different person after that's been detached. But the thing is, we can't do everything for someone. I can heal and I can help with that healing energy where I'm allowing that energy to flow through me and help assist, but it can come right back and it can happen if that person allows, because we never violate a free will. So for trusting what is new and what is not, keep what is working for you, Sophie, and let the rest go, because I don't feel that there's one way to find the water. I feel that there is many routes to the water, and everyone finds their unique path. We have to let go of it being only this way or only that way. Once we open our consciousness to accepting that there's more than one way to connect, I feel that we're going to see a big growth in humanity. So with that, I'm going to have to go, but that was a big question, and I really am glad you sent it in, and I'm wishing you the best, and just know whatever supports you to be the best you can absolutely be is always a good path to take. So pay attention to that and not what others think you should do. That's probably a big one there for you. If you want to learn more about my workshops that are going to be coming up, we're working on a few that are going to be coming up. We're having live workshops and we also have on demand. Please go over to my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. You can sign up for the newsletter. I put all the updates, any kind of discounts, things like that are going to be in the newsletter that comes out every Wednesday, once a week. We don't inundate. We just send it out once a week, and it will have the upcoming show listings as well. And for everyone that has been listening and calling in, you've had wonderful questions. For those that were with me in the workshop, if you missed it and you want to go check it out, you can go over and do that. The links are right on my homepage right there. And I believe they're in the giveaway. It's in the giveaway right there on Transformation Talk Radio website as well. I want to say thank you for listening. And we will see you here next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.